And we welcome you into this week's edition of Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast right here on Scoops with DannyMack.com. I'm Jim Powers, and we continue, and it's Jamboree week for a lot of schools, and hard to believe, we are 1 week away from getting it kicked off with all of our fall sports, and we're going to continue with the football coaches here this week, and we're going to start off right here in South City, right up the street from my house here in a beautiful South City, and the defending state champs, and what a great season they had last year. And their head coach, Ken Turner, joins us. And Ken, how's the summer been? And, still celebrating a little bit that state championship?
It's over. It's over as far as in our mindset, because, you know, it won't be long before it's time. Like a couple of weeks, we start up with the first game. It's a Jamboree this week. So, it was nice. It was good. And obviously we loved it. And but now our page has turned to get ready for this season.
How's the summer gone for you guys? And obviously a lot of excitement around the program after last year. Summer, we're back to some sense of normalcy, basically. Mm-hmm. Able to do the things that we did, 2 years ago and haven't been able to do. So how's the summer gone for you guys with 7-on-7s, workouts, and, some of your team camps?
Yeah, it's been great. And be honest with you, Misha allowed us to do some things in the spring with some guys. So that helped out also. And so got a new quarterback and bring a new quarterback in that's going to start this year for us. He was a JV quarterback last year. But having him be able to get all those reps in the summer and those 7-on-7s and have a couple scrimmages and get ready for the season. So I feel like, he was the number one thing that we wanted to get, bring up to speed this summer. And I felt like we've done that. And all the other guys has been back to business and working hard, hitting the weights and practicing hard every day. And so I felt like we've had a great summer, a good spring, and a good camp up to this far.
And one of the things, Ken, that I'm talking to a lot of coaches about is getting back to that sense of normalcy. I mean, the last couple of years, it's been small groups. It's been, policy after procedure after protocol. And it really seems like the kids have taken this mantra of you never know what you have until it's gone. And in talking to a lot of the spring sports kids, they all said the same thing. And I think the level of play has just absolutely exploded coming out of COVID, because I think the kids are understanding that, you love a sport, but there was a point where you almost didn't have that sport.
Right. It most definitely helped us, start district championship because of it. And so it kind of was a driving force for our guys last year that, anything could happen at any time. You could lose a season at any time. So, it drove these guys to work hard. And I think it's driving everybody around to work hard, because we've seen that a game can be taken away. We've seen that a season can be taken away. And so the small groups also, things like that has helped, it's breaking everything down to a component, which, we like to think that we do anyway, but it hit us in a different aspect when we had COVID. So, not as clearing and getting by and going by, it seems like we could take all the good that we had from it and add it to what we do right now.
No doubt about it. Let's talk about the kids. And you just mentioned you're going to have some big shoes to fill in that quarterback position. Gotten some great reps this summer. But I think what makes it easy for him is, number one, he's got a couple terrific kids out on the edge that can do a lot of outstanding things.
Yes. And when you got a Chase Hendricks and Donovan McIntosh and, those guys have played a lot of varsity football. And so, they helped bring him along to speed. And so, but vice versa, they had to get used to running routes with him, catching his passes as opposed to Karan's passes. And so, you got Roberts in the backfield. We got a couple of running backs that, that can ease the load a little bit. And, but I feel like right now is he's up to speed. And so he's worked his tail off to get up to speed. And, I'm willing to throw it just as much as running with him.
How comfortable are, Hendricks and McIntosh now? I mean, they've got a couple years under their belt. They got to be on that big stage last year. Now they're the guys. They're the dudes mm-hmm. on this team, when it comes to the offense. And we'll get to the O-line here in a second. But mm-hmm. how have they embraced the leadership of taking over that offense and for a couple of them that defense as well?
Well, to me, Jim, I feel like they are leaders already. We were really good last year, and it was like if you look at the state game, you know, it was a lot of people that contributed to that win. You know, that's why it ended up getting the way it was, because so many guys, like McIntosh had two touchdowns. Chase had three or four big catches. And so, you know, they're used to being leaders without having to be vocal leaders. Chase was a little bit more vocal because, you know, Chase is a four-year starter. But now they just step into the role to where, you know, it's their team. So, you know, this is their last year. So, you know, everything they do right now could be the last. So, you know, they work extremely hard to let these other guys see how hard they have worked for 4 years. And so they just become better leaders. But, you know, they've been great players for us. It's just now that the spotlight, I guess, is on them more.
No doubt about it. And that offensive line, I mean, you know, what a great job they did last year. And you mentioned it. And I was going to get to that here in a second. You know, you guys won every facet of the game in that state championship game last year. You won offense, you won defense, you won special teams. You know, it was a total team effort. But I was thoroughly impressed once again with your offensive line. And I know you got a couple guys that are coming back from that group that are going to be counted on heavily this year.
Yes. And to be honest with you, we got four of those guys back. And, you know, that's, you know, when I first came over here, I told those guys, you know, it doesn't matter how many great players we have or the skill guys. If this offensive line is not right, we're not going to be able to do the things that I would like to do. And so and they took that in, and we worked extremely hard at getting that right. And right now I feel like, you know, they understand what we want. I'll say that. They understand what we want out of them, and that's to play fast and play physical. And, you know, we got four of those guys back, man, and they've all played a lot of varsity football and for the last 2, 3, and some 4 years. You know, Adam Badwin's another four-year starter. And so on the offensive line as a four-year starter, that is huge. But, you know, we got Quentin Irvin, you know, started a lot of games for us last year. You know, Connor Gersh, you know, Kurt Henderson. And actually the kid that's stepping in at the tackle is, you know, going to be one of the best, you know. And, you know, it's Steve Jamison. I like that kid a lot, you know, 6'5 kid and, you know, with length, long arms. And so we like where we are there. And, you know, but we ought to always be stronger. Like I told them, they can't take anything for granted. They can't. And so they have to continue to work and continue to better and do that.
You know, the one thing that I know you hang your hat on is the defensive side of the ball. You always have, and I don't think that will ever change in a million years. That defense last year was fantastic. But right. You've got a lot of great kids coming back from that team last year on the D side of the things. Talk a little bit about those kids.
Right. It's that people don't realize, like, you know, I call the offense and all that, but you know, if defense wins championships, you know, and if you can't stop people, then you get into a chance, you know, that you have to outscore people. And when you have to outscore people, then, you know, that's a chance that they can be the last one to score. I've been through that a couple of times. But our defense is, you know, we expect it to be rolling again. And we got a few guys back there. And Tommy Polly's going to do a great job like he always has with me. And, you know, but we got Gabe Booker, you know, his 3-year starters back. And all-state defensive ends. Zamir Collins, another first-team all-state defensive end. He's back. And so Khalil Boyd, 4-year starter. You know, he's back. And so Adrian Atkinson, I can go on and on. We got 6 of those guys back. But the plus thing about it is those guys that stepping in to start that didn't start last year played more football than anybody, if you sit and think about it. They played all the second half of most of our games because we were fortunate enough to get the score up. But they played their JV season also. So we feel like those guys are ready. And they've shown that in practice this summer that they're stepping right in and they're contributing just like those guys. So got some young guys that's going to step up and do some things for us. And, you know, we want to be strong again on defense.
Schedule-wise, and knowing you from your years over at Altoff and here over at St. Mary's, you don't shy away from anybody when it comes to your scheduling. And when you look at an opener at SLU, then you go Hazelwood East, then you get, you know, Neuqua Valley once again on the return game, Lutheran St. Charles, St. Dom, DeSmet, Trinity, Lutheran North. Who'd you make mad to put you into that schedule, Ken? Come on!
Here's the situation, Jim. Well, I feel like this, you know, we had to be ready for the Class 4 playoffs. All right? We had to be ready for Class 4 playoffs. So we need to play the best people that's going to prepare us for the playoffs. You know, when you get to the playoffs, you know, everything should be understood. And, you know, you need to have the competition so you can compete at the highest level. So I wanted to put people on our schedule that's going to test us, push us to the limit to make us get up against that wall and fight our way out. You know, because those games down the line will help us in the playoffs. So, and that's why I wanted it. So, hey, it's different over here in Missouri than Illinois. I don't have to win six games to make the playoffs.
Heck, you don't have to win five games to make the playoffs over in Illinois. You got to win over here.
Right. So we're going to the playoffs, and if we're a good football program and a team like we believe we are, then we need to play teams that's going to push us to the highest level to get ready for the playoffs.
You know, and you mentioned it, and me and you had this conversation, you know, a few years back, actually, about, you know, when you were at Althoff, about, you know, how can we get the great teams in Illinois to play the great teams in Missouri. I think we're starting to see that now.
Yes.
But I love everybody's scheduling philosophies anymore. You know, you've got your conference, but when you step into that non-conference, you're playing some great teams. You're not playing, you know, those teams that you know you can get a W over. You're playing teams that are going to get you ready because the level of football has absolutely elevated over the last 10 years.
Yes. Because that's the thing about it. You know, when you get to the playoffs, it shouldn't be any adversity that you can't go through. You know, you should have went through all the adversity through the regular season. You're going to hit some, but you should be able to see it and get through it a little bit quicker as opposed to if you didn't test yourself. So, you know, like, hey, Negro Valley, man, 3,800 kids in the school. You know, that school, like, dwarfs us as far as enrollment. But you know what? That doesn't mean that we're not going to go out and play football. They know we're going to come play football. And so I love that game, the Trinity in Kentucky. You know, they're 27, 28-time state champions. You know, that's one of the best programs, if not the best program in Kentucky history. So, but hey, we went down last year, and I think, you know, they saw how good of a program we are. And so, you know, it'd probably be a little bit different. You know, they're going to play even harder, but our guys – have played those games last year, so they'll be battle tested. So you don't want any challenges where your guys is wondering if they can compete. I feel like they should know that they can compete no matter what they have.
You know, Ken, and I'm gonna go off of this. You know, the level of football here in the metro area, and you've been around, I've been around. You know, when I first started covering, you know, 18 years ago, you would maybe get 2, 3, 4 kids that would go D1 and all that. Now it's 1, 2, 3 kids per team that are going, you know, D1. And it's forcing the Power Five, you know, schools to make St. Louis a must stop. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it has to do with, number one, the level of play, the coaching, the kids buying in. But have you kind of seen the same thing over the last 10 years, you know, between Althoff and between coaching at St. Mary's?
Yes, because I've had some guys over there on top that I'm like, man, you know, these guys are Power Five kids. Why are they not getting it? But now some of them are getting it later. Some of them are proving themselves on the level that's not Power Five. But I think that, for one, our area is getting noticed because we do have the players, and now people are starting to see it. All it takes is a few really, really, really big time players to get to open the door for those colleges to come through. But another thing I feel like is helping is big is social media now. Now you don't have to just put that tape out and hope that people see it. Well, it's going out now. It's going out on internet. You know, it's going out on Twitter. It's going out everywhere. So now you're in contact with a lot more coaches now through social media. And so I feel like that's the big leap to where they can get out more and get kids from everywhere. But our kids in the metro area are really second to none right now. You know, it's been hot, and it's been a great, you know, great access for these coaches to come through and get great kids. And so it's just a little bit of everything, a little piece here, a little piece there, and guys are profiting off of it, and I love it.
Put the state championship aside, how much fun are you having coaching after doing it for so many years? How much fun are you still having getting out there during the week and then Friday nights under the lights and, you know, just doing the stuff that you love to do, teaching these kids the stuff that you learned and having fun with them?
I think my love is probably the same or higher. But right now, I think the older I get, I appreciate a lot of things more. And I used to go back and do a lot of things that people thought were great things over at Altoff, Illinois. But my motor just kept going. It's like on to the next. And so on. And it's really still that same way now. And but I do appreciate things a little bit more. And I take time to appreciate these kids and appreciate these kids moving further in life. But that's what it's always about with me is, you know, it's like you want to win, you want to lose. I want to see these kids succeed. And if they're succeeding, I'm succeeding.
So in other words, you're kind of getting away from those Saturday morning 8 a.m. practices and to, you know, shake out everything and you give them a little bit more time. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, we watch film on Saturday. No, we're still going to work. You know that. We're still going to work because, you know, our goals, if your goals is truly to be a state champion each year and each year, then you need to do those things that can help you get there and do that.
No doubt about it, Ken. I always love talking to you. And,
same here.
You know, we had a couple times last year, and I know we'll do it a bunch this year, but have fun. Can't wait to see you guys. In fact, I already know where I'm going next Friday night. I'll see you at 6 o'clock for the Battle of South City.
It's going to be packed.
No doubt about it, Ken. Thanks so much, buddy. Good luck this season, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, Jim. I'll talk to you.
No problem. The head coach at St. Mary's, Ken Turner, joins us. When we come back, we'll continue to talk to some of our outstanding young coaches here in the metro area. Here it's Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast right here on Scoops with DannyMack.com. And we welcome you back to Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast here on Scoops with DannyMack.com and talk to Ken Turner. Great always catching up with him. And now a great story over in St. Charles County. And they just opened a new school, North Point High School. And this is the first year that they're playing varsity football. They've been able to play some JV and some freshmen over the last couple of years, but this is the first year that they're able to get it going on Friday night, so to say. And it's so great to have their head coach, Alex Zangrillis, join us. And coach, first off, congratulations. I know it's been a monumental thing to get the program up off the ground. You know, kind of tell people how you've been able to pull this off and get your kids ready to play under the lights on Friday night next week.
Yeah, absolutely. So, first of all, it's a dream come true situation. You know, we actually moved down probably within a mile from North Point and just kind of hoping stars aligned. And then 3 weeks later, interview process happened and was offered the position. It's been a dream come true from top down, from our admin team all the way down to our coaching staff. I mean, we're really blessed to have amazing coaches who really care about developing young kids and growing them into young men and men of high character. But I've been, you know, very fortunate to be underneath, you know, coaches such as Brent Ackley at Jackson, Joe Bacon at Zumwalt North, but then also Scott Eckert and Ryan McMillan at Zumwalt East and Winsville Liberty, who both also opened programs. So having a lot of experience as far as understanding what the main goals are and what we really want to accomplish right away and focus on. And that's really building the culture. And we want to build the culture and create buy-in. And our credit to our young men, they have bought in. I mean, we try to have a lot of fun. We make it a family atmosphere, and we show them, you know, hey, we're going to coach through positivity. You know, we're going to get on you if we need to, but we want to develop you as a young man and teach you life skills and through the game of football. And so that's really what we focus on. We focus on winning off the field first, and then in turn, everything on the field takes care of itself. And last year was a really developmental year for us, and we had 50 to 60 in the program, and this year we're close to 90. So we added a whole new freshman level, and we're able to have that with, you know, combo that with a JV and varsity this year. We're taking a lot of great steps in the right direction. We're really proud of that.
You know, and people don't understand how difficult it is, you know, to go through a process of a school that opens up, sophomore and freshman class, and then trying to work through to get to the point that you guys are. And first off, you mentioned it, the admin team out there is fantastic. You know, they know how to do it. And, you know, I really think it's such a neat thing for those kids to kind of go through the process. And now next Friday night, they're going to be the ones that are going to take this for the rest of their lives and say, we were the first varsity team to play at North Point.
Absolutely. It's going to be exciting. You know, we had one varsity game last year against Afton. It really was a highlight of our season just because our boys had never experienced that before. And this year, like, we're prepping for our first Jamboree Friday night. And again, Yeah, since the coaching staff, we've all done that before, you know, coaching for, you know, years, but our young men haven't. And so they're, you know, asking questions, and we're like, you know, we got you. This is the information that you know. And like, it's been a lot of fun. We really love, you know, we look forward to every day, and it's the great young men, great coaching staff makes it every day fun. So
absolutely. And I think the bigger part of this is you're doing all of this coming out of 2 years to where there were protocols and rules and all sorts of different things. And to see the numbers and to see how the kids are responding to you and your coaching staff, you know, coming out of COVID and able to put this together in such a quick amount of time, I think it's terrific. And especially this summer, you're able to do a lot of the stuff that, you know, in your previous coaching stops, you were able to do before COVID hit us a couple years ago.
Right. Yeah. It's been, again, you know, it's our first real, like, actual summer together where we're, you know, we're able just to have our team, and there's not, like you said, protocols. And last summer, we weren't able to get on North Point campus until July. So that, you know, obviously we try not to ever see a hurdle and like, well, we can't overcome this or, you know, an obstacle. We always want to try and figure out ways to make things positive in that light. And that's what we did. We tried to make the best of everything. And so that was, you know, something that we overcame, and we're ready to rock and roll this upcoming season. So
no doubt about it. Let's talk about some of the kids. And I think it's all going to start with your quarterback, Quay Gregory. Talk a little bit about him and just how he's really come along throughout the last couple of years and, you know, through the summer stuff and getting ready for next week.
Yeah, Hoyt's, he's done a really great job. His dad's a former head coach, and he's just got a ton of experience, ton of natural experience, understands the game. So when we're talking about a three tech and, you know, whether or not he's, you know, down and or, you know, what he's trying to expand in the play, like it's the terminology and the verbiage is all there. And, you know, he's just like having a coach on the field. One thing we've noticed is in his development this upcoming summer is just his calmness in the pocket. And he's also, I mean, he's every bit of 6'3", 200 pounds. He's going to be a workhorse for us in the run game and the pass game. And that's the beautiful thing about our offense is that we're able to do whatever we can to win. It's not one dimensional. And that all starts with him up top. And he's the cerebral aspect of seeing the field, knowing where he wants to go pre-snap is something he's really taken a step in. You can just see that calmness in the pocket. That experience is really paying off. So just as a sophomore, I mean, he's not even 16, can't even drive yet, and he looks like he's in charge. So he's doing a really good job for us. We're really proud of him.
You know, and it doesn't hurt when you got a couple dudes out on the edge that he can get the ball out to when you talk about Trey Tenenpool and Anina Smith. I mean, those two kids, you know, can be stars in the offense that you guys are going to look to run, especially with Hoyt at quarterback.
Right. Yeah. They're both two-way stars for us from this past year, and they work their tails off. I mean, they're guys who were three-sport athletes, you know, both, you know, wrestled, or, you know, Aeneas wrestled, Trey's a basketball player, and they both are track stars. And so for us, it's, you know, we lean on them a lot for, you know, the run game and the pass game. Again, our offense is pretty multiple in that, you know, instance. So they're workhorses for us as well. So it all starts on that kind of inside slot range, and they get a lot done for us. And they blocked for the teammates. We just scrimmaged, and Trey had a touchdown run, and it was a huge 40-yard play for us. But Aeneas was the one who blocked the linebacker, moved to safety, had a downfield block, and they saw it for the brothers, and we highlight that because that's what we love to see. We don't want to see guys that just do what they want to do and check out. They play for the brothers, and that's something that we really are proud of.
No doubt. And you got a couple of guys that are going to go both ways on the line for you. You know, when you talk about Luke Gerken, when you talk about Jimmy Thompson, I mean, those are two building blocks for you on both the offensive and defensive lines.
Yeah, we're not definitely not the biggest team. You know, we don't have that 6'5", 6'6" body rolling through, but we're young, we're fast, and we play low. We work on technique, and really make sure they know, like, hey, you might be physically outmatched, but your technique and your pad level is going to get you there. And, you know, that all starts with their effort and attitude and being coachable. And Coach Gregory and Coach Wilson are our line coaches on the varsity level, and they've just got tremendous experience. And leave them alone down the lineman land and get done what they need to get done, and they do a great job for us.
And then defensively, you know, some of the teams that you're going to play, you know, there's going to be some challenges here and there. But with the group that you've got coming, especially on the backside of your defense, you know, when you talk about Dominic Combato and you talk about Colton Whitbeck, I mean, those are two guys in the middle that are really going to be the quarterbacks for you on the defensive side to get everybody into the right positions.
Right. And Coach Hankins does a great job of teaching those guys and really working with our backers as far as seeing, you know, counter reads, pull reads, you know, downs. Like they study and they work and they that's the fun thing about defense is you kind of, it's a lot of reactionary. You know, sometimes you bring the party to them, but they do such a great job in their studies and making sure they know mentally up top what they need to do. When I was in Jackson, you know, we talk about playing tough, smart, and strong. And that's something that we, you know, we kind of echo here as far as we, you know, you can control what you can control and you can be smart and know what you need to do ahead of time and get that done. So
GAC. I mean, I'm telling you, and you've heard me probably on Fox 2 on Friday nights and even in the stuff that I write, people don't understand how good the GAC is football-wise. And I keep telling people, I know if you live in St. Louis County, it's hard to drive across the river, you know, but you got to get out there and check it out. And you know, that GAC Central is just a tough conference, you know, when you're talking about some of those games night in and night out. How do you get the guys, you know, first-year program, how do you get them ready to go through that gauntlet, so to say, of the GAC Central and those rigors week in and week out? You're playing somebody that's looking to be the top dog in St. Charles County.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. I mean, week in, week out, we got our work cut out for us, you know, from Zumwalt North and Zumwalt East and Zumwalt South. You know, they're all – really solid programs, Washington, Hull, like we're going to, every week, we're going to have our work cut out for us. And, you know, Winslow Liberty School that I coached at for 4 years, you know, they do a lot of really good things well in the GAC Central. And we know that, and we know we're going to have a work cut out for us. And we just try to take one game at a time. We're focused on August 26th. We can't worry about, you know, an upcoming game or anything like that. We just try to take one game at a time. And our boys, again, building the culture, we get them to buy in and believe that, you know, hey, we can't focus on any other game. It's 1 week at a time, one game at a time. And, you know, that's our focus is we can't overlook anybody, because as soon as you overlook somebody, that's when you get, you know, you find out you're on the wrong end of that one real quick. So we focus one game at a time.
I know you've been an assistant for a long time. You know, you were with Brett down at Jackson, you know, and a couple other stops. What are you bringing as a head coach? Would you, you know, some of those little tidbits, what are you bringing from Brett? What are you bringing from Liberty? What are you bringing to the program that you've kind of learned from working under some outstanding head coaches?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I played it, I graduated from Zumwalt North and playing under Joe Bacon and then coaching with Coach Bacon, you know, you learn that character's the most important thing. And then it was just echoed when I was in Jackson and we were, you know, just expanded. I learned a lot about different offensive technology, you know, terminology, because, you know, I'd only learned one system. And then you go to under Coach Ekert at Zumwalt East, who has a ton of experience and just, it's just a wealth of knowledge. And Coach McMillan and building a program, like I've been able to see kind of what I feel like has how you develop a program. And that starts with developing them as young men and really pouring into them and caring about them and showing that you love them and you're there for them. It's all about transformational relationships and not transactional. As soon as a player, they can feel whether you're there for them or you're there for a win-loss record. And that's not what we're there for. You know, we believe that that's going to take care of itself. And so we really focus on transformational coaching and developing them as a young man. We do so many things off the field, from, you know, having a mom's practice to we have decals with dad this Saturday, our father-son jersey night. Like we just try to involve our family and our community, because our Winslow community is top notch. I mean, our blue and orange scrimmage was this Saturday and it was standing room only. I mean, that's just us. And we had our junior Grizzlies there, cheer, dance, band. And it's just really building that community feel. And so I've been able to take what, you know, I've learned from being up in the St. Louis area, St. Charles County, and then also down in SEMO and that small town feel, and trying to bring that up into North Point and get us to, you know, Friday nights, the town shuts down. We want West Meyer to be packed, and just everybody knows where they're going on Friday nights. It's North Point. So,
you know, and how do you maneuver that? Because you've got Holt, you've got Timberland, Liberty. Now you guys, I mean, you know, once again, I mean, and I think it's just tremendous how the growth out in the Wentzville area has been. And now there's four high schools. I think people are going to have to, you know, flip coins on where they're going to go watch some great football on Friday nights. I think that's what you guys want.
Absolutely. You know, that's the kind of competition just breeds success from everybody. Like everybody's just, you know, hungry and wanting to be that. And once that Wentzville crown, you know, and, you know, we know that, you know, Hull had a really good season last year. Timberland's been successful recently. Liberty's won district championships. Like, it's competitive in this area, and we love that. And we know that, and we want to be right there in the mix of that. And that's our goal. And we know that we got to work cut out for us, and you got to work hard. You got to work hard first and win off the field first, and then the winning on the field takes care of it. So we're very excited to be in the GAC Central and looking forward to that challenge.
You know, and just talking to you, you know, Alex, I can see the excitement. But at first head coaching job, and I remember when I got my first head coaching job back in Ohio coaching basketball, how excited I was. How excited are you, and how much fun are you having, you know, with this experience and just working with those great kids out at North Point?
Yeah, it's like I said at the beginning, it's a dream. I mean, I have phenomenal, my wife and all my girls, I got two little girls, and they love it. They look forward to it. I was in the huddle with our team after our blue and orange scrimmage on Saturday night. My two-year-old just runs out, and she's right there in my arms. Like, they love it. They, you know, and the boys feel like that's their little sisters. And it's just that family feel, that culture that we want to instill. It's been a dream come true. And our coaching staff is phenomenal. We have former head baseball coaches, former football coaches, head football coaches, guys that just understand their role and really excel. And that just, again, really want to love on kids and make sure that we're developing them as young men and understand our mission and our goal in this program. And so it's just been a dream come true. And like you said, our admin team is top notch. They support us and really push us to be our best in everything that we're doing, you know, whether it's telling our own story, getting on social media and making sure that our boys know that, again, it's about them and their experience and their growth from going as an immature 14, 15-year-old young man to now you're a grown man in society and you're making a difference in the world. And that's really what we want to do. So living the dream. Absolutely.
No doubt about it. Well, I know you got to get to practice, but I appreciate the time. I'm excited to get out to one of your home games this year and see what North Point is all about, but I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the boys, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see this program grow.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the podcast, and you're always welcome out anytime to North Point. Come on out.
No doubt about it. Thanks so much, Alex. I appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Head coach at North Point, their very first year as a varsity team, Alex Zangrillis joins us, and we want to thank him. We want to thank Ken Turner. Next week, week one, we are getting after it. Scott Pingle's going to join us. We're going to talk a little soccer as well. We are excited. Practice time is over. Let's get this thing cranked up for fall 2022. I'm Jim Powers. This is Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast right here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. We'll talk to you next week.